From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks, everybody. Welcome. We got a great show for you today. Comedian Sarah Silverman will be joining us later to play our Not My Job Day. But first, some scientists did a study of the effect of prayer on the critically ill, and it turns out being prayed for did no good at all. Now, we say to those disappointed by these results, you want proof that God exists and acts in the world? Consider, 1 week after this radio show went on the air 8 years ago, the Monica Lewinsky story broke. When Mr. Clinton was forced to leave office by term limits, we were given George W. Bush. Now, for those of you who are wondering, how does this show's success mean that there is a God? Well, I didn't say he was a very nice God, did I? Whatever the first cause, we're here. We're grateful that you are too. Give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Sarah Chevalier from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Hi, Sarah. So, Chevalier, that's a very French noble name, isn't it?
Yes, actually it is.
Are you descended?
Common.
Are you descended from French nobility?
No, I got the name through marriage anyway.
Oh.
Is he? To Maurice?
I was going to say. Yeah.
No.
No. Is he?
Thank heaven for Minnesota.
Zara, welcome to our show. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a writer, performer, and author of the forthcoming novel, Schrodinger's Ball, Mr. Adam Felber.
Hello, Adam.
Hello, it's a pleasure.
Say hello also to the woman behind the syndicated advice column, Ask Amy, Miss Amy Dickinson.
Oh, hello, Amy.
Hi, Sarah.
And also say hello to author and television personality, Mr. Mo Rocca.
Mo Rocca, hello.
Hi, Sarah, how are you?
I'm wonderful.
Okay. We're starting the show today, Sarah, with a round of Carl Castle's Countdown. That's where we transform the drudgery of the week's news into a toe-tapping sing-along. Your job, listen to three songs, tell us what news stories or newsmakers inspired them. Do this 2 times out of 3, you'll win our prize. Ready to play?
I guess so.
All right. We'll turn the dance floor over to Carl. What do you have for us first?
Peter, it's that classic folk song from Peter, Paul, and Mary.
If I had a hammer, I'd a hammer in the morning, I'd a hammer in the evening, all over this land.
I hate to break it to everybody, but we don't have a hammer anymore. Because who announced he was retiring from Congress?
Tom DeLay.
Yes, it is Tom DeLay. As of next month, we will not have the former majority leader to kick around anymore, so we'd better do it now. The man who said that he led the drive to impeach President Clinton because, among other reasons, Clinton cheated at golf, says that his resignation this week has nothing but nothing to do with the fact that yet another of his top aides pled guilty last week to charges connected to the Abramoff scandal. Mr. DeLay, of course, just says that he wants to spend more time with his family and that if
his family was horrified.
Yeah, right. Right. They're auctioning him off now.
And he says that if his family makes the right contributions at the right dollar amount, that could be a real possibility.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm not going to miss him that much.
Really?
Yeah. No. As you know, as somebody who makes with the funny, I have to say, although he was an extremely polarizing figure, he was a
not
little,
funny.
He was a little dry, wasn't
right.
he?
No, yeah. He was much funnier as an exterminator.
Yes.
Right. That's right.
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 We're actually going to say a proper farewell to Mr. DeLay later in the show. Carl, what's next?
Well, it's a song Peter sung this week by another member of Congress, but here's the original version by MC Hammer.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
So, who got really angry when a Capitol Police officer tried to touch her?
Man, her name? I have to come up with her name?
Yes, you do.
That was the guard's problem too.
Yeah, he didn't recognize her either.
Oh, jeez. She's from Georgia or something.
She is from Georgia or something, yes.
Yeah.
Prominent, somewhat controversial representative from, I believe, Atlanta.
I'm not going to come up with her name. I can't.
You just don't know it?
I don't know the name, no.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
It's Cynthia McKinney.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Does that count?
Yeah. No, it doesn't. No. The congresswoman, Democrat, from the scariest recesses of her own unrestrained id, caused a bit of a contretemps this week when she tried to bypass a security checkpoint in the Capitol. The policeman on duty did not recognize her. He tried to restrain her. She responded by spinning around and, quote, stabbing him with a cell phone. After the incident, at various times, she said this was because the cop was a racist. She also suggested that he did not recognize her because of her new hairstyle. Perhaps the highlight of the week was when Tom DeLay, called her, quote, arrogant.
Let's just say that's Tom DeLay being mild. That's extraordinary.
Yes, he did. At the end of the week, she went on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives and apologized.
Sort of, yeah.
No, she apologized.
She did. That was a good apology.
She said, and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
She has to say I'm sorry to the guy she punched. Yeah. It's horrible.
Well, he didn't live through it, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She didn't what?
No, he's fine, but he does have her cell phone permanently implanted.
Yeah. Which is why everybody should be careful of buying the Nokia stiletto.
Yeah.
I don't even know why they designed it that way.
All right, Carl, what's the last song?
Peter, it's a patriotic classic that people were singing outside a TV studio in Midtown Manhattan this week.
That's what NBC was singing as the network said goodbye. To whom, Sarah?
To Katie Couric.
Yes, very good. The news division of Murrow, of Cronkite, of Rather, of Connie Chung went for the full-on perky. After 15 years in the Today Show, Ms. Couric announced she'll be leaving to take over the anchor desk at the CBS Evening News. Will it work? Well, we'll see what happens when she interviews, say, a war correspondent and tries to playfully poke him in the tummy, just like she used to do with Al Roker.
I can't wait to see the first cooking segment.
Yeah.
You know, on the CBS Evening News. It'll be good times.
It's going to be a funny fit, yeah.
Yeah.
Carl, is it not true that once upon a time Katie Couric was an intern at NPR?
A station in Arlington, Virginia. I was a news director back in 1976.
Right.
And she was a student at the University of Virginia. And looking for some summer internship, and came to us, and I took her on.
Wow. Did you see the seeds of greatness in her then?
Well, no, not this. Not this. No.
Carl, she still talks about that. She still talks about that talk you gave to her in 1977. Yeah. Like, honey, sorry. Yeah. It's just not going to work out.
Go home.
Well, she was only 4 years old.
Yeah. Right.
She was about 19, I think, at the time.
Did she have a super attitude?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. So, Carl, how did Sarah do on our quiz?
Sarah had 2 correct answers, Peter, and that's enough to win our prize.
Congratulations, Sarah. You pulled it out. Well done. Well done.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for playing. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.